Stephen Clark's Curtain Call on Y01 Radio.
Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Curtain Call with me, Stephen Clark, brought to you courtesy of Y01 Radio, the podcast that brings you great musicals from London's West End and Broadway. In episode 1, we looked at movies to musicals, and it's still available for you to download and listen to again. But today we look back at some of the greats. So sit back, grab your overpriced bag of sweets, and settle down as we visit some of the greatest classic musicals.
We'll be right back.
1933, composer Harry Warren joined forces with Al Dubin and Johnny Mercer to pen the music for the classic musical 42nd Street. The book was written by Michael Stewart and Mark Bramble, and it tells the story of aspiring chorus girl Peggy Sawyer as she gets cast in the ensemble for her first Broadway show. But the path to stardom isn't easy, and Peggy learns to navigate the ups and downs of show business while romance and rivalry unfold backstage. 42nd Street captures the essence of dreams, determination, and the magic of theatre. It has had many a great run on the Big White Way and in the UK, most recently having a great sell-out run at the Theatre Royal Drury Lane. It's now embarked on another UK tour, starring Ruthie Henschel as Dorothy Brock.
Come and meet those dancing feet on the avenue I'm taking you to, 42nd Street. Hear the beat of dancing feet. It's the song I love, the melody of 42nd Street. Little nifties from the 50s, innocent and sweet. Sexy ladies from the 80s who are indiscreet. They're side by side, they're glorified. Where the underworld can meet the elite. Naughty, gaudy, sporty. 42nd
Stephen Clark's Curtain Call on Y01 Radio.
1934, Cole Porter, along with Guy Bolton, P.G. Woodhouse, Howard Lindsay and Russell Crowes, got together to bring a new Jazz Age musical to theatregoers. The romantic comedy they created is set aboard an ocean liner in the 1930s and follows the romantic escapades of an eccentric cast of characters. As they all set sail across the Atlantic, love triangles, mistaken identities and hilarious antics ensue. The musical delivers a whirlwind of romance, mischief and unexpected twists. And it is, of course, the great toe-tapping Anything Goes. Again, this show has had more sailings and launches than an RNLI lifeboat and has paved the way for many greats such as John Barrowman, Elaine Page, Sally Ann Triplett and most recently Sutton Foster. Featuring many of Cole Porter's greatest hits, including Buddy Beware, Blow Gabriel Blow, You're the Top and Friendship. Anything Goes is sure to sail on for many more years to come.
Times have changed, and we've often rewound the clock since the Puritans got a shock when they landed on Plymouth Rock. If today any shock they should try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock, Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking, but now God knows anything goes. Good authors, too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words, writing prose. White today and day's night today, when most guys today that women prize today are just silly gigolos. And though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose. Anything goes.
Woo!
on, so they've made him their favorite son, and that goes to show, anything goes.
You say your prayers, you like them clean pairs, you like them old chairs, you like them back stairs, you like them full of bears, you like with young bears, you like why nobody will up.
Controversy was created a couple of years ago in London when the Playhouse Theatre was taken over and transported back in time to a post-war Berlin, and it was renamed the Kit Kat Club. John Kander and Fred Ebb's great musical Cabaret was brought back to life in a reimagined way, with ticket prices pushing boundaries at over £300 a ticket. For a cheap seat, I know. It has a moving and provocative book by Joe Masteroff and tells the story of Sally Bowles, an English cabaret performer. Of course, it was made famous by Liza Minnelli in the film version, but it is one of the most successful musicals of all times. What makes this new production special is that before the show, guests are invited to enjoy the club with drinks, dining and pre-show entertainment. When booking, guests receive a club entry time and for the richest experience and to immerse themselves fully in the club. In a time when the world is changing forever, there is one place where everyone can be free. The Kit Kat Club.
And now, meine Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs, Ladies and Gentlemen, the Kit Kat Club is proud to present a most talented young lady from England. Yes, England. I give you, and don't forget to bring her back when you're finished with her, the toast of Mayfair, Fräulein Sally Bowles. Here is Sally. Isn't she beautiful? And she is hot, hot, hot.
Mama thinks I'm living in a convent. A secluded little convent in the southern part of France. Mama doesn't even have an inkling that I'm working in a nightclub in a pair of lacy pants. So please, sir, if you run into my mama, don't reveal my indiscretion. Give a working girl a chance. Hush up, don't tell mama. Shush up, don't tell mama. Don't tell mama. Whatever you do, if you had a secret, you bet I would keep it. I would never tell on you. I'm breaking every promise that I gave her. So won't you kindly do a girl a great big favor? And please, my sweet potato, keep this from the major. Though my dance is not against the law, you can tell my papa that's all right, 'cause he comes in here every night. But don't tell mama what you saw. Hello, darlings!
Mama
doesn't even have an inkling that I left them all in Antwerp and I'm touring on my own.
So please, sir, if you run into my mama, don't reveal my indiscretion.
Just leave well enough alone. Hush up, don't tell mama. Shush up, don't tell mama. Don't tell mama. I would never tell on you. You wouldn't want to get me in a pickle and have her go and cut me off without a nickel. So let's trust one another. Keep this from my mother, though I'm still as pure as mountain snow. You can tell my
see my mummy. Mum's the word.
Sally Bird! Thank you, Sally! Isn't she beautiful? And thank you, Rosie, Lulu, Frenchie, Fletcher, Splitsy, and Helga!
During the golden age of musicals, Irving Berlin got together with Dorothy and Herbert Field to take us on a magical journey through the eyes of a travelling circus. Annie Get Your Gun is set in the Wild West and follows the journey of Annie Oakley, a talented sharp shooter with a big heart. As she joins Buffalo Bill's Wild West show, Annie's skills capture the attention of the renowned marksman Frank Butler. Sparks fly between them, both on and off the shooting range, leading to a fierce competition for the title of the best shot in the West.
Oh, my mother was frightened by a shotgun, they say. That's why I'm such a wonderful shot. I'd be out in the cactus and I'd practice all day. And I'll tell me, what have I got? I'm quick on the trigger, with targets not much bigger than a pinpoint. I'm number one, but my score with a feller is lower than a seller. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. When I'm with a pistol, I sparkle like a crystal. I shine like the morning sun, but I lose all my luster when with a Bronco Buster. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun, with a gun, with a gun. No, you can't get a man with a gun. If I went to battle with someone's herd of cattle, you'd have staked when the job was done. But if I shot the herder, they'd holler bloody murder. And you can't get a hug from a mug with a slug. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. I'm cool, brave, and daring to see a lion glaring when I'm my Remington. But I look from a mister who raise a fever blister. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. The gals with umbrellas, ooh, are always out with fellas in the rain or the blazing sun. But a man never trifles, the gals will carry rifles. Oh, you can't get a man with
Gun touches on themes of love, endurance, and self-discovery. its 1999 Broadway revival, starring Bernadette Peters as Annie Oakley, and then later Reba McEntire, is, in my view, a great revamp of this great score. It has hit numbers like Moonshine Lullaby, Doing What Comes Naturally, and An Old Fashioned Wedding. But the most famous song from the show is, of course, There's No Business Like Show Business.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere can you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bar. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they've hung a star. Let's go on with the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, I am Colonel Buffalo Bill Cody, the owner and founder of the most famous Wild West show on earth. You are now going to see my own personal version of the tempestuous and romantic story of Annie Oakley and Frank Butler. Here's a handsome and dashing leading man, Mr. Frank Butler!
There's no business like show business, like no business I know. How you worried using half the night off, waiting till the morning papers came. What a moment when your face would light up to see the write-up and find your name.
Here's Frank Butler's fearless assistant, the lovely Miss Dolly Tate.
The costumes, the scenery, the makeup, the props, the audience that lifts you when you're down. The headaches, the heartaches, the backaches, the flops, the sheriff who escorts you out of town. The opening when your heart beats like a drum.
The closing when the customers don't come.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything inside just starts to shake off when your picture in the news appears. And the thrill each morning when you wake up with dogs of makeup behind your ears. There's no people like show. Everywhere with lots of jack, and when you lose it, there's no attack. Where did you get money that you don't get back? Let's go on with the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the heart-stopping, knife-throwing team of Keeler and Tate.
There's no business like show business.
If you tell me it's so.
There's no business like show business, there's no business like show business, like no business I know. There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Traveling through the country is so thrilling. Standing down in front of the mirror, you're smiling as you watch the benches filling.
Love.
This is Stephen Clark's Curtain Call on Y01 Radio.
During the 1930s, a comic strip about a red-headed orphan ran in the American press. This famous little redhead was about to change history. So Charles Strauss, Martin Sharnin and Thomas Meehan made a musical about her. Annie tells the classic story of a young orphan girl named Annie. She lives in a tough orphanage run by the mean Miss Hannigan during the Great Depression. Now, despite her circumstances, Annie remains optimistic and dreams of finding her parents. One day, billionaire Oliver Warbucks invites Annie to spend Christmas at his mansion, and a bond develops between them both. With the help of her friends, Annie embarks on a journey to find her real parents and, in the process, bring hope and happiness to the lives of those around her. Loved by billions around the world, this musical has been a firm favourite with theatregoers, and she is still currently touring the UK, with Craig Revel Horwood taking on the role of Miss Hannigan, a role he shares with Elaine C. Smith, Jodie Prenger, and most recently, the late, great Paul O'Grady. Annie is proof that a classic musical can survive the test of time, and that the sun will always come out tomorrow.
Today we're scrounging for a meal. Today I'm stealing coal for fires. Who knew I could steal?
I used to winter in the tropics.
I spent my summers at the shore.
I used to throw away the papers.
He draws it.
Us Al Smith
and Hoover.
We paid attention and we chose.
Not only did we pay attention, we paid through the nose.
In every pot he set a chicken.
But Herbert Hoover, he forgot. Not only don't we have the chicken.
The late Marvin Hamlisch was a true genius when it came to writing musicals, and he brought us a great musical in 1975 when he worked alongside Edward Cleburne, James Kirkwood and Nicholas Dante. A chorus line follows the story of a group of hopeful performers who audition for a coveted spot in a Broadway show. Along the way, they share their personal experiences, dreams and vulnerabilities.
Daddy always thought that he married me beneath him. That's what he said, that's what he said. When he proposed, he informed my mother he was probably our very last chance. And though she was 22, though she was 22, though she was 22, she married him. Life with my dad wasn't ever a picnic, more like a come-as-you-are. When I was 5, I remember my mother dug Eric out of the car. I knew that they weren't hers, but it wasn't something you want to discuss. He wasn't warm. Well, not to her. Well, not to us. But everything was beautiful at the ballet. Graceful men lived lovely girls in one. Happy at the ballet. That's when I started class. Up the steep and very narrow stairway to the voice like a metronome. Up the steep and very narrow stairway. It wasn't paradise.
It wasn't paradise.
It wasn't paradise. But it was home.
Mother always said I'd be very attractive when I grew up, when I grew up. Different, she said, with a special something and a very, very personal flair. And though I was 8 or 9, though I was 8 or 9, though I was 8 or 9, I hated her. Now, different is nice, but it sure isn't pretty. Pretty is what it's about. I never met anyone who was different who couldn't figure that out. So beautiful, I'd never live to see. But it was clear,
if not to her, well then to me.
But everyone is beautiful at the ballet. Every prince has got to have his swan. Yes, everyone is beautiful at the ballet.
Ah, I was pretty.
Each other. I mean, I was born to save their marriage. But when my father came to pick my mother up from the hospital, he said, well, I thought this was going to help, but I guess it's not. Anyway, I did have a fantastic fantasy life. I used to dance around the living room with my arms up like this. My fantasy was that it was an Indian chief, and he'd say to me, Maggie, do you want to dance? And I'd say, Daddy, I would love to dance. But it was clear when he proposed that I was born to help their marriage and wed.
That's what he said. That's what she said.
I used to dance around the living room.
He wasn't born, not to her.
It was an Indian chief.
Chorus Line takes you on a journey through their lives, shedding light on the sacrifices, passion and struggles that shape their artistic ambitions. It celebrates the resilience of artists and their unyielding dedication to the spotlight. This musical shone a spotlight on the recruitment process of casting a Broadway show and the pain and commitment that artists go through when being put forward for auditions. It was also one of the first mainstream musicals that didn't include an interval and ran straight through. It was great for the audience, keeping the drama and story going, but producers and theatre owners hated it because it kept their bar sales down. However, A Chorus Line is a part of musical history that will always remain with us, and we will always salute the performers on stage at any show we see, because thanks to this musical, we know what they had to go through to get it.
Again, step, kick, kick, leap, kick, touch. 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 Right, that connects with turn, turn, out, in, jump, step, step, kick, kick, leap, kick, touch. Got it? Going on, and turn, turn, touch, down, back, step, pivot, step, walk, 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 right. Let's do the whole combination facing away from the mirror. From the top. A 5, 6, 7, 8.
Step, kick, kick, leap, kick, touch.
left, boys. Let's do the ballet combination. First group of girls, second group follow. A 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Down now. When I call out your number, please form a line. Girls first. Number 2. Number 9. Number 10. Number 23, Judy Turner. Right. Number 37, 149, 152, 179. Cassie. Other girls, thank you very much for coming. I'm sorry. Boys, number 5, number 17, number 44, 45, 63, 67, 81, and 84. Other boys, thank you. I want your pictures and resumes, please.
Stop coming next.
It's over.
What happens?
Looking at, I hope I get it. I hope I get it. I've come this far, but even so, it could be yes, it could be no. How many people does he?
I really need.
My unemployment is gone.
He's not, I need.
I need my head up on the start.
I've got to.
Larry, collect the pictures and resumes, please.
Who am I anyway? Am I my resume? That is a picture of a person I don't know. What does she want from me? What should I try to? All around, and here we go. I need.
Thanks for tuning in and listening to my podcast, Curtain Call. It's great to be able to go through some of my favourite musicals with you, and today's episode is no exception. Now, when I talk about classics, I bet you're all thinking of the good old musicals. Well, yes, they do form part of the classics, but anything around the 1970s or earlier is classed as a classic musical. So it's no surprise that the 1971 musical Grease hits our list. It has a book, music and lyrics by Jim Jacobs and Warren Casey, and of course is more commonly known because of its huge success as of a film in 1978. But actually, the musical came first. It opened in Chicago in 1971 and transferred to Broadway in 1972. It then hit the West End 1 year later in 73. It's been a firm favourite with theatregoers for decades. It's had 7 West End revivals, 2 Broadway revivals, 2 US tours, and 1 UK tour.
This car could be automatic, systematic, hydromatic. White grease lightning!
I get some overhead lifters with 4 barrel quads, oh yeah. Some bubble French tail, that's a 30-inch fin, oh yeah. A pile of on a dashboard between my twins, oh yeah. With your pistol gloves and shocks, you can get off the rocks. You know I ain't a bragging, she's a real pussy wagon, grease a lot now. Go grease lightning, you're burning up the quarter mile. Grease a lot,
Grease lightning.
latest revival in the West End, well, let's just say, isn't the greatest, in my opinion. I mean, if something's not broken, don't fix it. So I take away the T-Birds and replace them with Burger Boys. The mind boggles. But I do get it, as the original production was originally Burger Boys. They only became T-Birds thanks to the film. The original West End production opened at the New London Theatre and starred a young Richard Gere as Danny. A year later, the cast change took place and Danny was replaced by Paul Nicholas and Sandy by Elaine Page. It also had Tracy Ullman as Frenchie and the great comedian Sue Pollard as Cha-Cha. The best revival, I believe, though, is the one that opened at the Dominion Theatre in 1993, before transferring to the Cambridge Theatre in 96. It starred Craig McLaughlin from Neighbours as Danny, Debbie Gibson as Sandy, with Samantha Womack taking over, Tamsin Outhwaite as Patty, Shane Ritchie as Kinnicky, who then took over the role of Danny, and Sally Ann Triplett. During its run, Danny has been played by a number of soap and pop stars, including Luke Goss, Ian Kelsey, and Darren Day. Grease is still a firm favourite with musical lovers to this date, and also a popular choice with school groups and amateur theatre societies. It really is the one that they want.
Wap, wap, loo, wap, wap, bam, boom.
We go together like
I'm
This is Stephen Clark's Curtain Call on Y01 Radio.
I hope you've enjoyed our podcast journey today, looking back at classic musicals. Join me next time for part two as I delve into the archive for some more classic musicals here on Curtain Call with me, Stephen Clark. But until next time, look after yourselves. Goodbye.
This is Stephen Clark's Curtain Call on Y01 Radio.